This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now tuned in to one of the most consistent parts of what we do on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and that's spend an hour every week with my colleagues. Normally Jennifer Horn is here. She's not this week. She had a toy drive or something, isn't she, for
Carolee? Yeah, she's had a lot of toy drives.
A lot of that stuff, right. So Jay Kirshner and I are going to go through the charts for the week of December the 12th to the 16th, thanks to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. This hour accompanies the official talk radio countdown show, where I bring in Michael Harrison, who's the editor of Talkers Magazine. We go through the story list and talk about some of them and other things that are going on in the world of news talk radio. But our job here is to, pretty as I said, try to, in the name of consistency, go through the stories and pick out things that either we've talked about this week on Good Day, or they deserve some more attention than perhaps they have gotten. So with that, stories, there are top 10 stories of the week and the top 10 people list. Harry and Meghan are at number 10 on the people list. And I thought it was interesting, Jay, this week, that the king announced that he would not take away Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's titles.
That makes sense, though, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, because that was actually, that wasn't anything that they were entitled to receive or anything like that. That was a gift, a wedding present from the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was always said, even when they left their royal duties and everything, it had been said, even by royal experts, they would more than likely keep that because it was more of an honorary title. Again, it was a wedding present. It was a gift.
And Charles is kind of a jerkleburger to a point, but after all, this guy's his son, for heaven's sakes. I was mentioning on the Good Day program earlier in the week a review of the documentary that was produced a number of years ago about what happened the week between the death of Diana and the funeral. It was a well-done production. I don't think I'd ever seen it before. As a matter of fact, I know I haven't. It featured Prince Harry and Prince William from their perspective as being children when their mother died to what it's like today and all the things they went through, the Queen, what she went to great lengths to do or not to do. Anyway, I think it does show the intense interest in the family, their titles, what they do. And now this Netflix show that's out there's a lot of stuff coming out of it. What Meghan Markle is saying and thinking, what Prince Harry is doing.
It's reiterating what has already been out there.
It's already been said, right, exactly. Yeah, right. Harry's now 38. Wow, I remember that he was that. Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Were you about to say that old?
Well, yeah, I was, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Right. So what happens when a woman...
He's not that young partying kid that... Do you remember back in the day when those photographs...
Pictures.
Was it photos or videos from Vegas?
Both.
He was having fun with his friends.
Yeah, right, exactly. And he had fun with his friends. That's what you do with your friends.
The luxury of a royal.
Yes, right. Imagine that. So anyway, Harry and Meghan want their children, Archie, who's 3, and is it Lilibet? Yes, one-year-old Lilibet. Yep, to have use of their royal titles, but King Charles is thought to be waiting until the Netflix show is over, and Harry's memoir has been published. That comes out on the 10th of January.
It seems like they want the use of the royal titles for their children because of security reasons.
Yeah.
But with all of this money that would be coming in from all of their projects, this Netflix series, the document, all of this, you would think that they would just go ahead and, I mean, I'm sure they have, but they would just hire security themselves, like most celebrities do.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, see how
and
it
their
all
concerns
plays out.
For their children's safety is very valid.
I think you're right, especially if you look at the documentary I was just talking about, and what happened is the paparazzi chased them around after they were responsible for the death of their mother. Then they chased them around. Disgusting. Number 9 on the people list this week, Sam Bankman-Fried. He has He doesn't want to go to jail because he's a vegan.
He's a vegan.
Right. Remember, if that name doesn't ring a bell with you, he was the founder of that failed crypto exchange called FTX. He's been denied bail by a judge over in the Bahamas because he screwed a lot of people, basically.
Like
one of the biggest financial frauds.
Dollars.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. It's like in the same league as, what's his face, that died in jail. What was the name of that guy from Wall Street that had the Ponzi scheme going? Oh, come on.
Bernie Madoff?
Bernie Madoff, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, same kind of thing. Anyway, Mr. Bankman-Fried is accused of defrauding investors of a couple of billion bucks after convincing them that FTX was safe to use. He hid $300 million in a Brazilian fund before the collapse of his trading platform. He's only 30 years old. So did they figure out? He wants the bail. The lawyers say, well, we'll put up a quarter of a mil, and we'll, because he's depressed, we want to get him out of jail. And the judge says, sorry, no.
Depression is real. Mental health is real. But in the case of this guy, dear diary, I'm sorry you're depressed. I'm sorry you're vegan.
Too bad.
Tell me somebody who has to go to jail that isn't feeling depressed about it or having anxiety over it.
Yeah, no, I'd be very excited. I want to go to jail. Yeah,
right?
Let's go.
And he has so many charges against him. So many. Money laundering, fraud.
And by the way,
defraud.
He has donated. This is the kind of stuff where our campaign finance law is so, it's gross. This guy has contributed tens of millions of dollars from his illegal campaign contributions to both Republicans and Democrats. The crooks in Washington flourish while this guy sits in the slammer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that are just as crooked as he is.
And he's vegan, so it's going to be very difficult.
Right. Okay. All right, let's...
That was sarcasm in case it didn't come through.
Yes. Nice job. Okay, let's do a couple of stories from the story list. Number 10, focus on the weather around the country. Weather really bad in many places. That's a silly statement, right? Simplistic statement. The weather is a real challenge for people. And what we forget about oftentimes is in this universe in which we live, it's winter time next week, and with the equinox comes a lot of stuff that, you know, we're going to have snow, we'll have cold weather, we'll have storms, but storms happen around the equinox every single season. Springtime, the tornadoes start. Actually, a lot of tornadoes that are blowing around through a bunch of towns. Wasn't there one town yesterday or this week had 10 different tornadoes blow through it in the same day? I think there's... Yeah.
Yeah, Texas had a couple days worth of tornadoes. Arkansas or something?
I think someplace in Arkansas. Yeah, right.
It just kept happening.
A lot of them. Yep, for sure. A lot of them is what happens. Not that it's... We shouldn't talk about it, but I think we have to put things into perspective. And I'm not sure that we're always as good at doing that as we ought to. There's a conversation. Number 9 this week on the story list is what's going on at TikTok. The legislation, Georgia has become the latest to ban TikTok from state computers. Good for them. Governor Kemp there banning TikTok and a couple of other popular messaging applications from all computer devices controlled by the state government.
Mm-hmm. And this includes schools and colleges, universities.
Yep. Right, yep. And the reason there's a problem, in case you are unaware of the connection to our foreign adversary, the Chinese Communist Party, the data is not secure, sensitive information not at all secure. The commies, the CCP, as we call them, the Chinese Communist Party, they are happy to steal as much information about you as they can through this messaging app, if that's what you want to call it. The Russians and the Chinese both are up to their Mickey. So why would you want to help those governments? Do you even think about that? Oh, I'm having a good time. Look at all those videos. Those are fun. Yeah, right. And meanwhile, you're giving our adversaries lots of information about you. You want the Chinese Communist Party to know what kind of underwear you wear?
Well, and that's the thing. And not only that, but for hackers who a lot of times it's like, oh, what's your celebrity name or something like that?
Right.
And it's the your first pet's name, your school's name, what was the first car you drove? And a lot of this information can be used because a lot of people use combinations of these for their passwords.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like those
All right, number
things.
Eight. While we're in China, number eight story this week has to do with the Chinese handling of the COVID outbreak there and how things are rapidly falling apart. All the protests that are going on, the way the government is now seen by many people, the Generation Z moving forward. The older people are either afraid or they used to. I think we talk about this with regard to places like North Korea, where the people that have lived there all their lives, they're used to it. That's the way they think life is supposed to be because there's no outside influence. Now China is being inundated. The government did the best they could, excuse me, for years to keep information from the outside, so-called outside world, from getting to their population. But they can't do that. It's out. Everything's out of the box over there now. They're a victim of their own success, if you will, and they're a victim of their own doing because no one, you know, people say, well, this is like we were talking about Chris Noth and the charges against him. Nobody has ever accused, well, I think one woman said, well, just because nothing's been brought forward, that doesn't mean he's innocent. Hello?
We all read that, said that.
Just because, right, just because there are charges against him doesn't mean he's guilty either. That's not the way the system works here. At least it wasn't
well,
the last time I checked in.
He's even said he had the experiences. They were he had these experiences with them. He didn't deny anything like that, but he said that they were consensual. Where a lot of times we will find that people who have the allegations, they're like, I don't even know this person.
Right, exactly. All right. 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. A couple of important celebrity notes that are trending on social media pages. The passing of Coach Mike Leach is a place for us to start here. Here's the story.
Head coach of Mississippi State, Mike Leach. Born in 1961, Mike Charles Leach grew up in California and Wyoming, playing rugby instead of football while earning his undergraduate degree from BYU. Beginning his coaching career as an assistant at Cal Poly in 1987, his successful strategies such as the innovative air raid offense set numerous records and prepared him for his head coaching career.
I always thought that being an O-line coach was fantastic.
Taking the reins at Texas Tech from 2000 to 2009, he became the winningest coach in school history, never finishing with a losing record in any of his 10 seasons leading the Red Raiders. Leach went on to change the fortunes of Washington State as head coach from 2012 to 2019 and subsequently joined Mississippi State from 2020 onwards. Passionate about history, business, pirates, and politics, Leach went 158 and 107 over his 21-season career. We remember influential football coaching legend Mike Leach.
All right, also in the trending department today, Jay, the focus on Scarlett Johansson, who claims her old management team was grooming her into taking bombshell roles, especially when you look back to the beginning of her acting career.
And how young she was at the time. She was under 18.
Right.
And be also already becoming groomed to be the sex symbol, which is one thing when you are over the age, you know, that's nothing, but she was still technically a child.
If you watch the FBI series, the Dick Wolf produced series of three shows on Tuesday nights on CBS, yeah, it's on CBS, the theme of the CBS International, of the FBI International show last night was this whole business about young girls being objectified and what happens to them. And according to Scarlett, it's just kind of a fact. That's where there's these old lechy guys that run these agencies.
Especially once upon a time, where now women have more say over their own career path.
Yeah.
And if they say no to something, it's not a career destroyer.
Exactly. Well, there still is a blacklist, though, a subtle blacklist, not so bad as it was. I think Scarlett Johansson was one of those people that was affected. But didn't she tell Wiseman, what's his face? to go drop dead? Wasn't there an issue with her and, what's his face? The guy
Harvey
who was
Weinstein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wasn't there, there was something with her.
I remember somebody spoke out about that, and now I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, but she
may have been her.
No, yeah, but she told him to get lost. Anyway, I think it's I like her as an actress. I like her more and more. Maybe it was that whole business early on. She didn't pull it off well, frankly. She didn't. I didn't think that she seemed like she's attractive, but she was a kid. And when she was 17, she was with Bill Murray in a movie called Lost in Translation.
Lost in Translation.
He's a real lech. He has a horrible reputation. I don't know why somebody hasn't bagged him with all the other stories around about all these other people. He even looks like a lech, frankly, and acts like one. Lucy Liu, when they were doing Charlie's Angels, she was complaining all over the place about him. There was something that surfaced even a couple of weeks ago, once again about her and a relationship. He used to berate her because she didn't succumb to all of his advances.
Oh, he said
and
she couldn't act.
Yeah, right.
At least the other two were nice to look at or something like that. But
yeah, right.
You just couldn't act or something.
Even if you're thinking it, you don't say it in today's reality. It's just, you know, whether you like it or you don't like it, you don't say it. Anyway. Okay. So she's got a good career going, and good luck to her. Scarlett Johansson in our focus here. It's 28 past the hour.
Wine in a box? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Technically, it's in a bag in a box, a plastic bladder with an airtight valve. And boxed wine has been around for years, although you might not have recognized label brands until recently, as name vineyards have followed frugal shoppers who pay lots less for the equivalent of four bottles. How? Cardboard boxes and plastic bags are much less expensive packaging than glass bottles, which cost more to ship, production of which asks more of the environment, and which are breakable. And when you open a bottle of wine, the clock starts ticking. But boxed wine can last 4 to 6 weeks from the time you open the spigot on the front of the box, which sits on a refrigerator shelf. Cheers! How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at covidpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to covidpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at covidpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let covidpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit covidpayment.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Argentina is atop the World Cup again, champions for the first time since 1986, defeating defending champs France 4-2 in penalty kicks after the team played to a 3-3 tie over the weekend. I knew, said forward Lionel Messi, that God was going to give it to me. End quote. FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried is planning to greenlight extradition to the United States and face criminal charges related to the cryptocurrency exchange's collapse. Mr. Bankman-Fried had been in custody in an undesirable jail in the Bahamas since he was arrested 1 week ago. Two of the slain University of Idaho students were caught on surveillance video discussing an unknown man named Adam several hours before they were killed in an unsolved quadruple murder last month. The video was on the morning of November 13th from a food truck in downtown Moscow, Idaho. Lance Fry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now 34 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer is doing a tour drive this weekend, so she's not with us. But we have Jay, as usual. Jay Kirshner is with me every day on the Good Day program. This is an adjunct to the Good Day program and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We have the lists in front of us from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Get the list, if you will. You want to watch it? You want to watch it. You want to look at it? Okay, I'm going to go to thegooddayshow.com and watch the list that's there. You can see the list there. You can also see it at talkers.com. Make sure that we are on the up and up with our discussion of the news of the day. So much of it involves politics and that sort of thing, because politics is in everything. We were talking about in terms of this week on and off the feds, the government, what's going on with the extension or lack thereof. What are we going to do by the end of the year? Do we have a budget? Blah, 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 blah. The defense bill that has been part of this that did make it through Congress this past week has something in it that I think is very good. Has nothing to do with money. Well, it has a little bit to do with money because we don't have to pay for these things anymore. There is a repeal of a mandate that was passed during COVID that required the military to everybody in the military to get the vaccine. That has been repealed, as well it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make your own mind up as to whether you need to have it or not. At this point, it should be treated the same as any other shot, the flu shot. Mm-hmm. You want to get it? Fine. You don't want to get it?
Well, but some of the other shots have proven that they can slow the spread. I believe the COVID vaccine has not proven that. So it's all the more reason that this is a personal choice. But I question all of those people who lost their jobs over refusing to get
it. Awful. Yeah.
What's happening with them? Are they getting mm-hmm. money for damages and loss of income? Are they getting those jobs back?
What's happening to them? Not only here in America, but the international community handled this so badly. The attention that was given to Fauci and his ilk and the kinds of things, the doomsday messages that came about, instead of focusing on where it started and how bad the Chinese have been in this whole arena. Now that's coming out, even in their own country. But here we were, there's so much denial of a lot of this different stuff. It just shows you how badly informed we are because of the disarray in the news media. The fact that it isn't really the news media at all. It's the provocateurs of the world who want to be stars on CNN or MSNBC or Fox or that bunch of the people on talk radio shows. You don't want to listen to that stuff. That's great. It's like listening to your favorite music. But don't think it's all true. Or even some of once in a while you might come across, get lucky, and actually find out something from these discussions on some of these shows that is actually the way it is. But at any rate, I'm reminded of a comment that we got from somebody during the week named Ray, who said a president who had some real war experience, he's talking about Eisenhower, warned us to beware of the military-industrial complex. What prompted him to say this was when he heard the cost of jet fighters and considered how many houses that would build. Eisenhower, look it up if you want to. He asked the question in a news conference, why do we need 135? What, 130 do? 120 do? How much equipment do we need? And that fast forward to looking at when I was in Iraq at the end of the war, looking at all of the equipment that was just left there, and they left even more in Afghanistan. You paid for that. I paid for that. And the arms suppliers of the world loved it, because they made lots of money, and they're doing mm-hmm. that, wherever there's a war, the thing that
is the most lucrative business that exists on the planet.
Yeah. Military planes, ships, all that stuff. So to get back to a question that has been raised about in the budget process, how much money is enough for Ukraine and where is it going? I don't see any answers to that from the Biden administration. Do you? I don't hear anything about any of that stuff. I'm feeling this week like I'm really falling. I never was in love with Joe Biden anyway. I didn't vote for him. I might have had he not had Kamala Harris as his running mate, but she's a horror show. She's not qualified to do anything, frankly, mm-hmm. and she's shown that because she hasn't done anything since she's been vice president. You can say what you would about Pence, him carrying the water for Trump, but he did a pretty good job of doing what Trump asked him to do. In this case, she doesn't do anything because they know that she's a problem. So they just sidelined her, put her out of the way.
Mm-hmm. You know what? This is probably the vice president I can think of that has been least seen.
Yeah, right. In your lifetime, for sure. Yep. All right. Let's see. Number six this week. There's a little bit more here on the war that I wanted to spend a moment on. This fellow named, is it Swati Mukherjee, who is freed from the Russian part of the territory in the war.
Yeah, an incursion.
Right, yeah. He was on the Ukrainian military intelligence team. He's actually been driven back to Ukraine. There was a military convoy. Apparently, somebody who maybe CNews got close to it was videoing it, showing what was going on. It was a two-hour ceasefire because they wanted to get this guy. There's a prisoner swap involving a lot of different prisoners of war
mm-hmm.
that took place, right? If I have all my information correct. But this is, again,
you know, he's American. He had been living in Ukraine. He was visiting there quite often for business, and then he decided to move there a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
then he got snapped up.
Right, be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah. Also, same as Brittany Griner, I guess.
A relatively nice car and kind of garnered attention to himself while he was traveling.
Right. Yep. I still think there's a lot. One of the things this week, in terms of that go along with this story, the prisoner swap, Griner, et cetera, and what we know about the other, the Marine that was there and the swap that went on with the Germans, the news media did a horrible job, again, of informing the public as to what was actually going on, because behind the scenes there are all kinds of machinations. The United States, for example, could have made a choice as to what they did. They chose, for PR purposes, obviously, to bring Griner home and not the guy who was the Marine.
Paul Whelan.
Yeah, he's still
detained.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As more and more, as you look at the stories like the border, stories like this, Biden is just, this is not a good group. Okay, so we're moving around here. Lots of conversation about Kyrsten Sinema leaving the Democratic Party. That was sort of left over from last week, right? At the end of the week last week, she made that announcement. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so it changes the wheelhouse a little bit. Is it the end of the world for anybody? No. Is it that important? Nah. No, it's interesting. But in the universe of real things, I don't see that it makes a bit of difference. You know, maybe it does when it comes to the voting, but. Oh, by the way, before I leave the Russian thing, they have warned the U.S. the decision to send more advanced technology, which would be used to repel. We were talking about, okay, what's in this package? Well, this particular technology is used to repel missile attacks. And that's going to Ukraine. So Putin says it will have unpredictable consequences. Okay, so what does that mean? Doesn't mean anything. It's just a lot of hot air.
It's all unpredictable, apparently.
Right. Exactly. Well, it is. Yeah. Exactly. The Russians have used all of these bad missiles to blow up everything in Ukraine that they could, infrastructure especially. So now we've given the Ukrainians the same sort of the ability to blow up, and they've been using it. They've been doing it this week, blowing up stuff on the Russian side. Why not? Shoot them up.
Well, yeah, they went from being on the defense to going on the offense.
Right,
on the offensive now.
Yep. Okay. Number two this week on the story list, the Hunter Biden, the whole business about Elon Musk and Twitter and yada, yada, yada. Apparently, Twitter has suspended the account that tracks Elon Musk's jet. So he says his son at risk.
Has been tracking pretty much any celebrity's private jet and showcasing the distance and how often they're using this and all of that.
So he's a hypocrite.
Elon Musk even said when he first took over, he's like, I'm all for freedom of speech from every which direction. I could block this person or ban this person, but I'm not going to. I could kick them off Twitter, but I'm not going to because freedom of speech, blah, 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 blah. And now he's like, you know what? No. Get gone.
Yep.
It is an invasion of privacy, but still it goes against what he was saying.
Yeah. Well, because he's a hypocrite. And so is Joe Biden, and so are most of the other people that are in the, I think Kevin McCarthy is one of the biggest hypocrites around. Somebody said, okay, well, if you think McCarthy is a hypocrite, what about Sinema, who changed her parties? I think her message has been pretty consistent. And maybe it's my own bias because I don't like the Democrats or the Republicans. And I like to see people, I've always had a lot of respect for Bernie Sanders, even though I think he's a crackpot. I think the fact that he went out on his own and won on his own was based basically on his own juices. Now, Kyrsten Sinema has done the same thing. He doesn't like it because she doesn't think the same way as he thinks. But that doesn't mean that she wasn't. It wasn't the step that took some courage. Because if you have an R or a D behind your name, there's a certain amount of protection that goes along with that. There's a protection racket, basically, built around the identities of the two parties. And they come to your aid as long as you do what the party leaders want. Man, they're right there for you. Look at Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Those promises.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so Let's see, where are we with the number one story this week? We've been back and forth to avert a government shutdown. I don't know, there's not much more to say about that. You know, usually we have a crime, as we have for months and months and months. One of the storylines or stories in the list has been a focus on crime. I think that's maybe number 11 this week. But I guess this the Idaho murders requires some conversation from us. The story about this person in the white car who was spotted, it's been around for the last couple of days here.
Person of interest with quote-unquote
right.
critical information.
Yeah, right. White Hyundai. So why do you suppose this person hasn't shown up, or why they haven't found this person? This is Moscow, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
So I always find it
is
interesting.
Is this person
name.
A suspect? Is this person
yeah.
somebody who knows the suspect? What's
right.
going on?
Yeah, police are investigating as we speak the surveillance photo of this car that was seen about the same time things were happening that were bad in Moscow. There are 22,000 registered white Hyundais, however, in Idaho. So how are you going to sort through all of that? I guess that's a... Right? I mean, think
yeah,
about it.
Exactly. Well, and authorities have said that this house, the victims were not who was targeted. It was the house itself that was the target.
Yep.
And the roommates who survived, it's because their bedroom doors were locked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is a weird thing, but it just shows you, in terms of the food for thought department, of how crazy some people are. And people who have guns, how we just are not tight enough at all when it comes to controlling access to guns. We aren't. We're not at all. All right, food for thought here as we continue on our talk radio review. It's 48 past the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Missed Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Past the hour. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays to Warren Eckstein from Warren Eckstein. Warren Eckstein hosts the Pet Show. The website for him and for the pets is thepetshow.com. He's been on the air for a long time. One of the things that I love most about Warren, other than his attitude, because he has the same approach to animal life as do I, protect at all costs the animals. They are to be loved. That's why they're here. They give us so much love and don't ask anything in return. So how about you give them some and take care of them as you would take care of your child, because they are your children. Anyway, that's my own philosophy. Hugs and Kisses, the vitamin mineral supplement that Warren has. You can order those at petshow.com as well, or hugsandkisses.com. And every year he takes a portion of the proceeds. Actually, you have, in addition to taking proceeds, you've got the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund as well, which this time of year is probably very active in helping out dogs and cats and animals that need to be rescued, right?
Yeah, we're sending donations to all the organizations that no one's ever heard of. We just sent some money to Dallas, Texas, for some women in prison training dogs from the shelter so they can be adopted mm-hmm. and more socialized. So yeah. Places we put our money where the no one else does. The small mom and pop organizations across the country.
Where no one else's mouth is.
Put
your money where no one else's mouth is. There you go. All right. So there are a number of things. As people bring plants inside, the weather gets colder. People are bringing things inside that might not normally be in the home. So what are you advising? It's like what to not feed the animals during all of the season of eating. So there are also plants that they shouldn't be around, because sometimes They'll eat stuff because they don't know that stuff's bad for them, right?
Yeah, and I love the look of plants around the holidays, but there are some really dangerous ones. For example, lilies.
Poinsettias.
Poinsettias are not really that dangerous. It's kind of like a myth. I'll talk about that. But lilies are the number one plant that cats and dogs must avoid because it can cause kidney injury and, in some cases, kidney failure. So no lilies. If you want lilies, fake ones this time of year. Amaryllis, which are beautiful. The whole plant is poisonous. It can cause vomiting, can cause diarrhea. The Christmas rose. Again, the whole plant is poisonous. Mistletoe, low toxicity to cats and dogs, but the berries are the least toxic. But if you have mistletoe, again, keep it out of your reach. Ivy can cause irritation in the mouth. And one of the things people don't think about is all those pine needles on the floor. You know, your cat, your dog goes over and licks them, swallows one. Those pine needles are sharp and cause a lot of damage internally. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be really, really careful. Very often those pine needles get embedded in the coat or the hair of your dog or the fur of your dog or cat, and they start chewing it to lick it off, and they swallow it. So common sense goes a long way. I generally recommend that if you have plants in the house and you have a cat, it's pretty hard to keep the cat away. So maybe some artificial plants are the way to go. Dogs, you can kind of put them up high and keep them away a little bit. But common sense says if you know, any of these plants I just mentioned can be dangerous. Not all of them are. And the poinsettia, for example, a lot of people think it's really toxic, but the toxicity of the poinsettia is usually very, very mild to dog and cat. Still, I wouldn't leave it around for the dog or cat to eat.
That's what
For years, we heard keep poinsettias away. And of all the plants I mentioned, they're probably the least dangerous, but I would still keep them away from your dog or your cat.
Right. England's hopes of winning the World Cup were gone, but apparently one of the teams, the Manchester team, soccer players there adopted a stray cat named Dave. Did you see this?
I didn't see this story, but it's a great story. But I didn't see it.
The cat has to spend 4 months in quarantine. That's what they do in England, by the way, and many of the European countries. If you're bringing a dog or a cat over there, you can't get at them right away. They put them in quarantine. I remember a friend of mine who moved up from South Africa to London. She had to keep her dog in quarantine for 6 months before she saw
because it's an island. You know, it's interesting that you brought that up, Doug, because so many sports figures, you know, big rough and tough guys, are really mild-mannered when it comes down to them. So, for example, years ago I was training all the dogs for the New York Mets, the New York Jets, the Islanders, boxers, and it's amazing. It's amazing how, you know, they're rough and tough on the ice, they're rough and tough on the football field, but yet I was
not
in their
so
home, and they're schmoozing and kissing and hugging their little dogs. Just a, you know, one guy, I remember his name was Ombre, they called him, because he was so tough, always fighting on the Islanders hockey team. I was training his dog at the time, and I'd come to his house, and there he was laying on the floor, having the dog throw a cookie out of his mouth. You know?
Don't take a picture of this, I don't want to ruin my image. Warren Eckstein here on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.